In central Washington, there are a few small communities tucked into forests and foothills that are particularly vulnerable to wildfire. So land managers are taking to the forest with a giant lawn mower. NWPB's Courtney Flatt saw it up close and brings you this story.
Up a bumpy, narrow road just outside Clee Ellum in central Washington, the trees are really dense. After years of keeping fire off the landscape, the forest has grown close together. That means there's more fuel when a wildfire does burn through this area. But forest managers have a tool to help bring this area back to how it used to be 100 years ago.
Yeah, if you could imagine like mowing your lawn with a sweet riding lawnmower, but out in the forest, something like that.
Connor Tegg owns Wildfire Fuel Protection. His company isn't just hacking down these trees. Forest managers have a plan.
That kind of lines out the end result, which is, you know, usually we're seeing between 200 and 350 trees per acre.
Right now, there are up to 1,000 trees per acre. Forest managers are keeping a pattern of fire-resistant trees, like ponderosa pine and Douglas firs.
We're trying to restore the forest, so we want it to be more of a mosaic landscape where we have maybe a few trees that are 6 feet apart, and then we have a 30-foot gap.
The masticator gets to work chewing up the forest fuels. Its spinning metal teeth take out whole trees at a time. It shreds branches and mulches leaves. What's left, half an hour later, looks a lot like how this forest appeared a century ago. The newly created space should stop a big fire from jumping across the tops of trees. It should slow the fire and provide just enough of a buffer to give firefighters a place to catch a big fire before it reaches the homes below. And there's more work being done closer to town. Land managers hope that keeps this community from experiencing the devastation seen in Paradise, California last year.
So it's important that we look at how we're treating a stand as well as how we're connecting it in the larger landscape.
That's Reese Lawley with the Nature Conservancy in Washington. He looks out at Clee Ellum in the distance. He's got several more projects like this planned for the other side of I-90, just above the at-risk towns of Roslyn and Ronald.
We've recognized a forest health issue in this state for many decades. What we haven't recognized as much as in communities that every individual has a role in the sense of preparing for fire, before, during, and after.
Down the hillside, the state's working with property owners to ensure their land is also more fire resilient. It's important to connect the two landscapes, says Jason Emsley, with the State Department of Natural Resources. After all, fire doesn't know property boundaries.
The scale and the amount of work that needs to be done in the landscape is just so massive right now that we're behind the ball. And so we're trying to ramp up to get back ahead of the problem eventually.
Here, they're thinning parts of the forest along the only gravel road in and out of this neighborhood. That should create breaks for firefighters to station themselves and to help slow fires. They're also helping property owners make sure their homes are built to survive fire in this at-risk area. Patty O'Hearn lives here most of the year. Her 22-acre property is as prepped for a big fire as it can be. Metal roofs on her cabin and shed, thin trees, mowed grasses, gravel walkways lining her home. From the expansive view on her back porch, she saw both the 2012 Taylor Bridge and the 2017 Jolly Mountain fires work their way toward towns. She worries about her property. It's not if, but when a fire will burn through her hillside. O'Hearn says she's doing what she can to help protect her land and her neighbors.
I think there's more work to be done, in particular keeping the brush under control. I'm on a steep slope, so there's a little bit more concern for me with if there were a crown fire because the embers.
It'll take work now to reduce wildfire risks in these central Washington forests, to keep these towns from suffering a similar fate as Paradise, California did last year. It's work these communities are ready to take on. I'm Courtney Flatt, outside Clee Ellum, Washington.